Well, I didn't know, but the nationals of this competition is going to be conducted in July in WA. It's called the Australian Sled Dog Competition, and we're going to have a chat with Vanessa Joy, who's the president of the Australian Sled Dog Sports Association. Vanessa, good morning.
Good morning, Carla Millsy. How are you going?
We're really good. Well, thanks, Vanessa. I mean, I never knew these things existed. I thought we needed snow. How can we possibly have them here?
Well, we actually use different equipment for our dry land races. There are several categories in our events, and so one of those categories is canicross, and that doesn't actually require any equipment at all. It's simply a musher jogging with a dog. And then we have our bike drawing class, so you can actually use just your standard sort of mountain bicycle. And then we have 1 and 2 dog classes where we use a scooter, which is sort of, they're called kick bikes, and they look like a bicycle, but they don't have pedals. They've got a kick plate at the bottom. And then when you've got a team of 3 or more dogs, and when we run up to 8 dog class here, we use a device called a rig, and that can have 3 or 4 wheels. And it's sort of like, if you think of a cart or a chariot, almost, there's different styles of rigs. So you can have handlebars like on a bicycle, or you can have tiller steering, which is like a bar that goes over the top and you sort of steer side to side with the front wheel. So yeah, that's how the dogs are able to pull on dry land, right, rather than having a sled, because on snow racing, obviously you use sleds with runners, but yeah, we use that equipment here.
So Vanessa, I believe that you're a girl out of Beldivis. How did you get involved in this sport, and how long has it been around?
It's actually been around in Australia since the late 80s and early 90s. But the Australian Sled Dog Sports Association, which is the governing body for the sport, that was actually formed in the early 2000s. So it's been around for quite a while, but it's a bit of a niche sort of sport. And I feel lots of people just seem shocked when they first hear that it's run in our country. But I got into it because I had 2 ex-racing purebred greyhounds, and one of them I got as a puppy. So he didn't go through the racing industry, and he just grew up as just a normal, everyday sort of dog. But he was absolutely, like, loved other sports and was really outgoing. So I was just sort of sitting on Google looking at what sports we could try next. And I just typed in dog sports Western Australia, and then on the Google search, it came up with the WA Sled Dog Sports Association. And I thought, oh, what's this? So then I just had a look and thought, oh, my dog loves running. Maybe he'd enjoy this sport. And then I went to a sort of a training day held by the club. Wow. And actually, my greyhound hated it. So some dogs don't take to the sport, which it's just like people, they have their own preferences. But actually, luckily, I had another dog. She was from the city of Mandurah Pound. Her name's Daisy, and she's still alive today. She's 11 years old.
Wow.
She just absolutely took to the sport straight away and thought it was the best thing ever. So that was the dog I started with.
Okay. So when are the Nationals on in WA, and where can we go and have a look?
They're in Muckinbuddin. Out in the wheat belt. Yeah, out in the wheat belt. And they're held on the 13th to the 15th of July.
Okay.
And that's run by the WA Sled Dog Sports Association. But the race site's actually a wheat belt working sheep farm owned by the Sprigg family. So that's very generous of them to let.
All right, the 13th to the 15th. All right, we might give that another plug closer to the day. Good luck. Hopefully you can have a win.
Thank you.
Good on you. Vanessa Joy there, president of the Australian Sled Dog Sports Association. Were you aware of that?
No, I wasn't, but I can tell you right now that Wattening Villa at the Mucka Hotel, 3-bedder, $215 for 5 people. So just make a trip, take your doggy out there and enjoy yourself for the weekend.
I haven't been to Mucka for years. You must get up there.